Chapter 53. Michael's Rehearsal. Location: The Angel Realm. Michael and Raphael were alone waiting for the arrival of the trio, Nimbus, Taz, and Cumulo. They all had been successful in rebalancing and stopping the end plan for Earth, but a final meeting was needed to review, assess, and receive instructions for maintaining the future balance. Michael was prepared to explain why he changed his plan by not deleting any word from the human language, but first he wanted to do a dress rehearsal for Raphael so as not to leave out anything important, but only divulge enough for the need-to-know explanation. After all, the universe still had its secrets.
"Well, the best thing for you to do, Michael, is to start from the beginning," Raphael said, and kindly motioned to the Rosy Angel server to come back later.
Michael thought for a moment.
"Well, initially I had thought of deleting the word revenge after bringing it over to our side per the rules. This was my idea to rebalance the negative and positive energies."
"Yeah, I remember that. Thought it was a good plan," Raphael said.
"Yes, but after further scrutiny and reconsideration with cause and effect, I changed my mind. And they will undoubtedly ask why."
"Let's start with the who before we go to the why, shall we?" Raphael said, glowing a deep emerald.
Yes,
Michael agreed, remembering how it all went down. He told Raphael that both leaders of the negative and positive forces, fear and love, agreed immediately to the contest of the game Red Rover.
"When I told them it was a children's game, but the competition would be fierce, they were all in,"
Michael then grinned.
"Then I told them that, to be fair, the negative energies are extremely strong, so there needed to be a handicap. Like they do with golf, bowling, basketball, even chess."
"Well, how would a handicap work for them?" Raphael asked, brushing stardust off his sleeve.
"It would even the playing field so that the powerful ones would have a bit of a challenge, and the win would be a little sweeter."
"Oh, good strategy," Raphael said. "Did they buy it?"
"Yes, they did. Fear, with his devilish appearance, said that they did love a good challenge. He actually glowed, and his red letters, F-E-A-R, looked like spooky red eyes. Love was startled at first, but then just smiled. I just love love."
"Well, this is marvelous, Michael. So what was the handicap?"
"I proposed 3 conditions and called it a handicap. And I insisted on agreement or the world would be ended and both sides would be losers. Then I added, not to sound negative or anything."
Michael smiled at Raphael and they both laughed. "Then Fear asked me what the conditions were. He was suddenly intrigued."
"I know I certainly am," Raphael said, rearranging and patting his wings. "All right, 1. I would be allowed to play on the green side and would not use any angel assistance, just my own strength. I would bind my wings to establish the no-fly zone."
"Oh, that sounds fair."
2, we only play 1 round with each other getting a turn. 3, the green team gets to choose whether they defend their line or charge the red team's line first."
"And?"
"And both sides agreed. Since the negative red team absolutely believed that they were mightier and stronger and would take their opponent after the first round with or without me, no problem. I did have to reassure the green team that I was with them all the way. As you know, positive energies tend to vacillate at times."
Raphael raised and lowered his left wing as if to examine it for flaws. Then he asked, "So you are saying the Reds would pick 1 of you to charge their line first?"
"Yes, but it gets better,"
Michael said, sitting with his wings resting on the back of the couch like outstretched arms. Michael went on to describe how he had arrived at the contest wearing 2 green sports jerseys. The outer jersey was printed with the word love, and his other green one that he wore underneath was printed with the word compassion. He also brought with him a green compassion jersey to be worn by the team player called Love. He told Love to put it on over her Love jersey so she would appear to be Compassion. In other words, they were switching names. I knew without a doubt the negative red team would choose Love first before any other word, believing that Love to be sweet, dear, and easy. Well, wait a minute, Raphael said. You've lost me. So you were Compassion originally, weren't you? But then you switched places and became Love? Why weren't you with Love in the first place? Because they would see it was me during our check-in and not call on me. We switched places and jerseys at the last minute. Ha! It must have been the very last minute, Raphael said. He needed to find the Rosie Angel server again. Okay, so Love was okay with this, Michael? Yes, let's say she was compassionate. They both smiled, and Michael said, you know, I had to have my jerseys tailored specifically to bind my wings. No doubt, Raphael said, rolling his eyes. Michael, seeing Raphael still stirring the pot for comprehension, said, now, don't overthink this, Raphael. Just trust me. It will all make sense when I get you to the finish line. You know, I think you should draw up a diagram like coaches do for football players, you know, when they're showing strategies before a game. Oh, that's a good idea, Michael said and produced a whiteboard out of thin air. He proceeded to draw in what he was saying. Do you get it now? I think so, Raphael said, still staring at the whiteboard full of red and green squares with lines and words and confusion. Did the negative reds call Love over? Oh, they did. Red Rover, we call Love over. They yelled so loudly that their line of defense was cracking and glowing a bright red. It almost scared me since I was the chosen one to go first. To be clear, you chose yourself, Raphael said, sitting on the bar stool next to the couch. Of course, it needed to be me. You should have seen me. Like the Red Sea, I parted their line. Then Michael looked up. No disrespect, Moses. He rose from the couch and showed Raphael how he presented himself. Michael explained how he cracked his neck from side to side and walked from behind the greens line. His saffron color hair was drawn back in a man bun, and his dark lapis blue eyes were fixed. As I stepped forward out of the line, the word love was all that the other side saw. I took off running. I zeroed in on revenge, and since miracles never cease, conniver was on one side and apathy was on the other. For a split second, I almost chose apathy, but veered towards conniver at the last minute and downshifted. You always did love race car driving. Suddenly, conniver realized it was me and let go of revenge's arm. I cruised through the two as if they were the plastic tape at a finish line. Our green team cheered. Bow down, Raphael said and bowed his head. I have to admit I am still feeling the ego forces pulling me up as I talk about this. There's nothing like a feel-good of a competition win. Well, it is good you are aware that that's what's happening, Raphael said. Nothing wrong with it if you keep it in the gratification level. You get to feel good about fulfilling what you intended to accomplish. Yes, thanks for the reminder. We are talking balance here, are we not? I believe that's the theme, Raphael said, glowing a soft green. So then what happened? I quickly grabbed both Revenge and Conniver and brought them back to the green side as per the rules of the game. Bravo, Raphael said. He went to the whiteboard, picked up the marker, and drew two squares over at the green team's line on the board.
He wrote the names Revenge and Conniver and colored them in green. This is so I don't get any more confused.
Oh, yes, good,
Michael continued when Raphael put down the marker. I knew the red team was confused, wondering why I hadn't chosen hate instead of revenge. I was wondering the same thing. Well, you see, I knew I would be going up against their strongest and most fearsome force, but I wanted them to be off balance.
Oh, good point, Raphael said, walking back to his stool. Revenge is pretty powerful.
Both were silent for a moment, then Michael said, When I got back to the green side, I ripped off the love jersey, cleverly attached by Velcro, and uncovered the compassion jersey. Love pulled off her compassion jersey, and there was love again. You can bet that the red team was still thinking I was love and would avoid the love jersey at all costs.
Well, how can you be so sure? Raphael asked, baiting him.
Hey, they don't call me the Prince of Light for nothing, he said strongly. Then Michael laughed and added,
Wow, Raphael, the closer I got to the red line, the more I was thinking if I didn't break through, I'd be out of a job.
Maybe that's why Conniver dropped his arm, seeing your intense blue, almost black eyes. You know, Conniver had to be afraid.
Well, maybe, Michael said.
Let me ask you this. Even though I know you will have justification, since it was just a game and it was your idea.
Ask away.
Raphael cocked and lowered his head.
Don't you feel a bit guilty switching jerseys to trick the other side?
I was only fighting fire with fire. They had switched two of their words, and since I have divine intervention status, I was able to ascertain through valid sources which words they were switching.
Michael pulled a loose feather from his right wing and examined it.
I knew hate would switch with greed, which was ludicrous because greed is far more powerful.
Oh, sounds fair, Raphael said. So what happened when you got revenge and Conniver to your side?
The green positive energies immediately circled around them. Revenge was surprisingly disarmed and started to become friends with amends. Funny thing, though, Conniver seemed to like the way the green energy felt. He didn't hesitate lining up with Plotter and Planner to discuss new ideas for waking up the human beings.
This is fantastic, Raphael said. This is cause for another libation.
He glanced around, looking for the rosy angel with the drink tray.
Well, wait, there's more, Michael said. I knew the Reds needed to pick a touchy-feely word that would be gentle and forgiving and easy to break through. Compassion and peace would be their choices.
Wait, say that again. Compassion and peace are together? Well, who's on the other side of compassion, just in case they pick that side?
Love.
Oh, so you think they won't pick love? I know so. Remember, they think love is me.
Now it's their turn to call a word over, and if they break through our line, they get to bring back their teammates.
Right. But so what word did your green team pick?
I had a plan and told the green team to pick jealousy from their negative side.
No one questioned it, Michael said, picking up the marker and drawing in the squares for Raphael.
No one? Raphael said, standing up from the stool and stretching his wings.
He smiled and waved at the angel server.
Not one green player, Michael said, and then he paused.
You still good?
Well, I could use a little more of that liquid gold to help with this rehearsal. Wait, where's my human essence spray bottle?
Raphael patted his pocket, then pulled it out and tipped the bottle from side to side.
I have just enough left for our meeting. Then he smiled at Michael.
Our trio heroes will need to be sprayed with this to experience the celebration libation.
So should I continue? Michael asked, smiling.
Yes, yes, finish up with the trailer version. And to think I have to hear this whole thing all over again.
Well, just in case you miss something, Michael said warmly. Then he continued.
So, we yelled, Red Rover, send jealousy right over. They were sure we were going to pick hatred or greed.
Finally, we are at the why, Raphael said.
Why did you pick jealousy, the clouds will be asking.
Yes, and my explanation is very clear. Michael went to the board again and drew in the squares in the center of the line marked peace and compassion.
This is where jealousy was heading. See them? Right here in the middle?
Michael pointed to the squares, then continued. You see, jealousy is very powerful in planting seeds of mistrust and suspicion, he said.
But was it strong enough to break through the Green Team's line? I didn't think so, but fear did. And hate and greed were beyond upset, not being chosen again, so they gave jealousy a very hard time. Important point here, jealousy became bitter and resentful.
Michael put down the marker and took a glass of liquid gold from the angel's tray. Raphael took his and both thanked her as she floated away. Clicking glasses together, they both smiled.
Hang with me a little longer, Angel Heart, Michael said, taking a sip. I'm getting to the best part.
One can only hope, Raphael thought. You see, jealousy had built itself into an angry rage and took off so fast that staying focused was not on its mind.
Then Michael lowered his voice and added, like an offensive quarterback who calls the play before the snap of the ball in a football game, compassion, that's me, shifted to the right end of the line like a dangling loosely.
Jealousy's anger had clouded its brain so much that it lost sight of compassion. It was frantically looking for the word.
After losing momentum, jealousy finally found me again down at the end next to Worthy. Suddenly it veered sharply to the left. Michael drew in the squares on the board and filled in the names with love and peace still in the center.
A game changer, Raphael shouted in triumph, downing his golden nectar.
It was brilliant, Michael shouted back, raising his glass to the heavens.
Jealousy had to avoid love at all costs, so it had to veer sharply, darting weakly into the arms of compassion and Worthy.
Compassion! That would be me! Game over!
Michael rejoiced and emptied his glass.
But wait, Raphael said. What's the rest of the story?
Oh, well, of course, we held the line. It was great to see the Green Team welcoming jealousy with such a positive energy. Within moments, jealousy reduced its energy and turned green with envy. The positive energies had no trouble with that, since our own green envy was merely desire and longing to possess.
Michael and Raphael laughed and sipped their drinks as Michael finished with some added footnotes and embellishments. Michael told Raphael that, per the agreement, the game was over, and balance would soon right itself and all was good with the world. That's when he contacted Nimbus.
You are a true warrior, Angel Heart, Raphael said. I could never have completed such a feat. No wonder you're in line to help create a new universe.
Thank you, Angel Heart. Gabriel will be my right wingman. But I hear you got a promotion, too.
Yeah, your job. And those are going to be some large shoes to fill.
You'll do great, even without the liquid gold.
They both laughed and tapped glasses, even though they both were empty.
But wait, what happened to revenge? That word is on the watch list. Doesn't he have a lot of followers just like him?
Well, he has diminished in vibration and is in rehab with a man's help. I actually felt sorry for him. I just couldn't delete that word. There's a reason revenge is in the vocabulary, and I don't have enough information to take him out just yet. But if we can get revenge to avenge status, there might be enough of a shift and his followers will stand down until the upgrade. But until then, yes, revenge remains on my watch list.